This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Patricia Smith. Smith was born on June 25, 1955, in Chicago, Illinois. After high school, she attended Southern Illinois University and Northwestern University before going on to receive an MFA from the University of Southern Maine, Stone Coast. Smith first got interested in poetry due to the theater, and in fact, many of her poems also originated from Chicago's vibrant slam poetry scene. Her books include Life According to Motown, Big Town's Big Talk, Close to Death, Tea House of the Almighty, Blood Dazzler, and Incendiary Art, which are poems about the murder of Emmett Till. Smith has received a wide range of awards and honors, including the Carl Sandburg Literary Award, the Kingsley Tufts Poetry Award, the Los Angeles Times Book Prize for Poetry, the NAACP Image Award, and she has been a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Smith has also received fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Guggenheim Foundation, and she has been a four-time National Poetry Slam champion. She teaches at the College of Staten Island, as well as Sierra Nevada University's MFA program. Today's poem is 10-year-old shot three times, but she's fine. I do not need to tell you that the level of gun violence in America is both unique and horrifying. Those in the African-American community know this raw fact only too well. Even as you hear this broadcast, I am sure that our fellow citizens are dying due to our love of guns. There is so much collateral damage and pain happening in our country. We have much work to do, especially when it comes to children getting caught in the crossfire. This is 10-year-old shot three times, but she's fine, by Patricia Smith. Dumbfounded in hospital whites, you are picture book itty-bitty, floundering in bleach and steel. Braids untwirl and corkscrew, you squirm. The crater in your shoulder spews a soft voltage. On a TV, screwed into the wall above your head, neon rollicks. A wide-eyed train engine perfectly smokes, warbles a song about forward. Who shot you, baby? I don't know, I was playing. You didn't see anyone? I was playing with my friend Sharon. I was on the swing, and she was, are you sure you didn't? No, I ain't seen nobody but Sharon. I heard people yelling, though, and each bullet repainted you against the brick, kicked you a little sideways, made you need air differently. You leaked something that still goldens the boulevard. I ain't seen nobody, I told you. And at A. Lincoln Elementary on Washington Street, or Jefferson Elementary on Madison Street, or Adams Elementary just off the Eisenhower Expressway, we gather the ingredients, if not the desire, for pathos. An imploded homeroom, your empty seat pulsating with drooped celebrity, the sometime counselor underpaid and elsewhere, a harried teacher struggling toward your full name. Anyway, your grades weren't all that good. No need to coo or encircle anything. No call for anyone to pull their official white fingers through your raveled hair. No reason to introduce the wild notion of loving you, loud and regardless. Oh, and they finally located your mama, who will soon burst in with her cut-rate cure of stammering Jesus's name. Beneath the bandages, your chest crawls shut. Perky old Thomas winks a bold-faced lie from his clacking track, and your heart monitor hums a wry tune no one will admit they've already heard. Elsewhere, 23 seconds rumble again and again through Sharon's body. Boom, boom, she says, to no one.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.